Blog Talk Radio.
We all have a choice. We can either be sheep or shepherds.
It's going down tonight, son. It's really going down. Mix City, Shogun, Rhyme Scheme, DJ Dan. It's amazing. On the Rise Radio.
All right, y'all know what it is, baby. On the Rise Radio, we back. We got Rhyme Scheme, Shogun, and DJ Den. What up, DJ Den?
What up?
So, man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, man. We back live in the studio here in California. You know, Rhyme Scheme is missing in action, so I know DJ Den and Shogun's been holding it down. But, yeah, man. What's been going on besides you doing all your jiu-jitsu and body slamming people and all that, DJ Den? Talk to me. One strike. What that? They make you break a board or something like that in order to get that strike?
No.
What you had to do?
It's respectful. That's to your partner. And pay attention to what I'm showing you.
All right. Y'all heard that from DJ Dan. Got to be respectful. Listen to your partner. What up? All right. So what else been going on, man? What you been doing?
I've been playing really tough.
All right. That's outstanding, man. All right, well, y'all know we got going on the Rise Radio. You know what I'm saying? Call us up 516-387-1296. You know what I'm saying? We got Skylar Darren, the author, young author. He has his book out. He's been writing for a long time. We definitely want to chop it up with him. He was also featured in our first issue on the Rise magazine. So definitely want to show love to this young man who actually doing his thing out there in Nevada. He's originally from California.
Yeah.
And he's just doing his thing, man. So, yeah, definitely keep a lock, baby, on the Rise Radio. Call us up 516-371-296. We can listen to this also on Spreaker, the TuneIn app, as well as iHeartRadio. And also, this same show is going to go on our station off the WBKE Media app on the Rise Radio station. Say it again, DJ Dan. All right, WBKE Media app. Y'all heard it first, baby, on the Rise Radio. Let me get into some music real fast. Let's go. Back to Back by Drake. Let's start it off early. We'll be back.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Not again. Yeah, I learned the game from William Wesley. You can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Whoa, very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in a Wraith playing ARF. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, oh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor, Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs. Just for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting body by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that a type of niggas. And shout to all my boss, bitches, wife, and niggas. Make sure you hit them with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one, I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't wanna hear about this ever again. Not even when she tell them that they better as friends. Not even when you're saying Drizzy, tell him again. I've been putting on a show, it was a sellout event. Oh, Junie better see it. I didn't want to do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need him. Seen what you do for fame or what you do for freedom. Please, check him for a while or an earpiece. Please, please do not let these niggas nail me. Please, think before you come for the great one. Please, who's a real nigga and who ain't one? Please, somebody stop me. I'm talking Bossy and Guanajuato. I got the fence in 5 days and it's my shit. Soon as a nigga hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. Yeah, they want it back to back. They gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. I took a break from views, now it's back to that nigga.
My life, I'm a human being with a life. Discover a new sense of harmony and unspoiled beauty as your journey into a serene oasis at Mi Casa Day Spa gives you nurturing therapy. We provide relaxation massages, deep tissue, and slim body wraps that rejuvenates your skin and body. A personal specialist will help you create an unforgettable experience. For appointments, call 562-587-8233. That's 562-587-8233.
What up?
Before you start hating, ask yourself.
Girl, he is doing too much.
AKA Riley Escobar.
Girl, he got money.
I'm claustrophobic.
Wish you would.
Cause I be in the streets, you know?
Cause I be in the streets, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, everybody?
Man, Shogun. What up, though?
Hey, I was away from the station a little bit. I was trying to get everything together, you know what I'm saying? Technical stuff, you know what I'm saying? And hey, I gotta say it's a beautiful Sunday, you know what I'm saying? One thing I want to say to all the veterans out there listening, you know, being a veteran myself, Rhyme Schemes being a veteran, happy Veterans Day to everybody.
Yeah.
Veterans Day is every day because we do support the war.
I don't know about supporting the war, but I support the people who gave their life.
That's what I
on
mean.
The line.
Right.
I don't support the war, because I definitely, a war is not the answer. That's what Marvin Gaye said. Y'all know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right. You know what I mean. Something,
yeah.
I was trying to say something like that, matter of fact. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? No, but it's all good, man. Y'all know what it is. On the Rise Radio. We back in the station here. I'm back here down from Vegas. I'm here in Cali right now with my peeps. DJ Dan Shogun on the Rise. Got over there. Call us up 516-371-296. Playing all your requests. We also talking to our favorite author here, Skylar Darren, coming up real soon. 18-year-old author. Been doing this thing, been putting it down for a long time. So definitely, you know, shout out to Skylar Darren once he calls in at the top of the 15-minute of the hour. Y'all know what it is, baby,
so,
on the Rise Radio.
So, he's 18 years old?
I think he's 19 now.
Oh, okay. He's young. You know, I never really knew that, but I knew it, but I didn't know he was that young.
Okay. I guess instead of speculating, I guess I got to wait till we get on the line so we can talk about it. But yeah, man, what's been going on, dog?
Hey, you know what? Just getting everything set up, you know what I'm saying, with this radio station, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a challenging work, but I love it. Man, that's the thing about it. I'm doing something that I love, and being that I'm able to make a platform for people to get their music played, you know, is also to interview people. And basically, like I said, start on the rise, you know, along with the us coming out with the new magazine edition for January, first of the year. We got actors. Good friend of mine, Vincent Ford from The Walking Dead, on that issue.
Yes, yeah.
Just excited. Just a lot of things going on. Excited. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, though? Before we first start, before Skyler gets in, I want to go over to college football.
Oh, one more thing.
What up?
We got an event that's going to be in this Thursday.
All right, talk to us.
This one is basically Thanksgiving. Okay, it's going to be at the golf club up in Vegas. We're actually going to be up there, actually give people an opportunity to get to the magazine and stuff, some subscriptions and stuff like that. And basically, it's a good cause because it's also giving back to Las Vegas and stuff. That's up to Vegas, you know.
That's awesome. It's all about giving back. Also, they talk about getting high, talk about Thanksgiving, so you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they're going to give back while you high, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, no, I'm just playing. You know, Rob, see, I know some comedic comedians. I said comedic. In the language I'm speaking. Yeah, definitely. I want to get to some college football sports. You know, I'm a fan of football.
Right.
Y'all see me live. Michigan shirt on. Next to the Ohio State fan.
Yeah.
But definitely, shout out to Alabama. They beat the hell out of people. State yesterday, Arizona State lost UCLA, which is dramatic, you know what I'm saying? We have South Alabama that beat Arkansas State. Auburn destroyed Georgia yesterday, with Georgia was 9-1, with 9-1. You know, we have Boise State that killed Colorado State. We have Clemson that destroyed Florida State. We have Troy beat Coastal Carolina. You know what I'm saying? So definitely have some stuff going on. Let's get down to some Big Ten scores. You know what I'm saying? We got Indiana that destroyed Illinois. We got Wisconsin who's killing everybody. They destroyed Iowa yesterday. What else did I find? And, you know, of course, my team, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? My team, Michigan. You know, whoops butt yesterday. You know what I'm saying? We plummeted over Maryland 35-10. Ohio State destroyed Michigan State 48-3.
Yes,
you know, I'm not proud to say that. And, you know, Minnesota definitely killed Nebraska. So that's a little bit about the scores for the college. That's what I'm following. I don't follow the NFL. Fuck the college. Definitely.
Right.
Shout out to those little boys doing the thing. Well,
hey.
So, but I want to thank you. I want to thank our guest on. Oh, this kid, some introduction. I've been impressed with him since day one. I met him in Vegas at TC's Rib Rib. He was actually doing his book signing. Now, the thing about it is, I didn't realize he was 18 at the time when he was actually put that book out. I mean, first of all, there's a lot of grown people out here who are like 30, 40 who can't chase their dreams, who can't make it happen. So this kid actually made it happen at a young age, and I see nothing but success in his future. So without further ado, I'm going to bring our special guest, Skylar Darren, on the line. What up, Skylar? How you doing?
Hey, Vasquez, what's going on? Pretty good. How about yourself?
Man, we're blessed to have you on this interview today. We've been waiting to get this interview, man. I haven't been in California in a while, but I'm here now, you know, definitely. So I want to definitely chop it up with you, you know, see what you got going on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having me. Thank you guys so much. I've been wanting to be on your show for quite a while so far. So I'm honored to actually be on it right now.
That's good to have you on.
Yeah, so definitely, man. For the people who don't know, definitely give us a rundown of who you are, what you've been up to, and how you got started with writing.
Well, for those of you who don't know, my name is Skylar Darren. I just turned 19 August 18th of this year. I released my first novel, Interview with the Devil, Part 1. It came out last year, 2 days before I turned 18, August 16th. So really, I've just been promoting myself, having book signings. Like you just said before, you met me at TC's Rib Crib. I met Sharon the day before Mother's Day this year. And I asked her if I could do a book signing at her establishment, I believe the next month. So I've just been going to her restaurant since then. We've become close friends. So I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely. And how long have you been writing? And was it something that just came to you, or you just had the gift ever since you were a lot younger?
I've been writing since I was about 6 or 7. I really didn't look at it too much as a gift. It's just something that always just came to me. I mean, kind of like it's the first time you learn how to stand up or start walking. I've just always enjoyed telling stories and just entertaining people with things that I came up with.
Okay, definitely. Definitely. So did you start off by, like, telling stories, or it was more so like you writing things and then letting people, like, read it, or how did it all derive?
Actually, both. I start telling stories verbally. Actually, my uncle, and, you know, I've been meaning to give him a shout-out since I was first interviewed on the radio. On the Yvette Chronicle. So I really do want to give a shout out to my late uncle, Vincent Irwin. But actually, I started telling him stories, just going to his house, just making stuff up. So I kind of started writing, just putting it down on paper, probably around, I want to say 7 or 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, about 7 years old.
Yeah, we got DJ Dan here. He's 8 years old. So,
yeah.
DJ Dan, got any questions for Skylar? He's been writing ever since he was 8 years old. Got any questions for him?
You're really good. I barely even write like 5 sentences in school. We have to write a story.
Oh, you have to write like writing in school?
Yeah, because what's it called? We do like, we read from our book and then we have to like copy like sentences. I barely like write like 5 sometimes.
You got to get some advice from Skylar over here, DJ Dan.
So how do you like it? How do you like writing in school?
A little bit bad and a little bit good. So half and half.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on what it is that they're asking you to write, I guess. Is that so? Like,
yeah.
Do you get bored sometimes with the topics?
No, because sometimes our teacher loves, like, write, like, a play so we can, like, read it to all the class. And we have partners, too.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me ask you a question, Skyler. I know your genre in writing is horror and stuff like that, which I'm a big fan of horror. You know, I've been, I love horror. You know, like I said, Puppet Master, you know, these movies and stuff like that. I actually got to do a horror film, which was the film that I killed 17 people in, you know what I'm saying? It's called Dead Cruelty.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's one thing that I always did. But where do you come with these stories? Because, like, say, for instance, Stephen King, you know what I'm saying? He's a different type of writer in that type of field. You got Stephen King, you got Dean Koontz. You know, all these are different. Like, say, Dean Koontz is more like psychological horror. Where would you say yours is more?
Well, now that you mention that, I've never read anything from Dean Koontz. But now that you mention that, I want to say that mine, I don't necessarily say that the first part, part one, is psychological. It's more so just disturbing for the sake of being disturbing. But I kind of go off into the psychological drama aspect of part two, just when my main character, Darren, he starts talking about just his upbringing, what he feels as though he lacked growing up, just as an individual, a child, the neglect. So I kind of want to say it borders on the line of just dramatic and psychological at the same time.
So as far as, let me ask you a question, being that you're into horror, when did you think of the, I don't know if you've seen the movie It, with the kids and stuff?
I've heard of that.
You've heard it, you've never seen it, right?
No, I've never seen it, but I do know Pennywise.
Right,
yeah, that's
Pennywise.
The name of it. Yeah, he's like a shape-shifting demon.
Right, right. Now, why is it, to me, horror is not like it used to be? Why is the writers not getting more into the creativeness of horror? Because to me, I think horror is a very different genre. And I mean, like, if you're a horror writer, I mean, you got to have some demented thoughts to be a horror writer,
right.
You know? Because as I said, you know, with me, I tell people when they ask me what I like, I say, I like horror. I like blood, decapitation, mutilation, mayhem, and murder.
What? Oh, my God. This dude is crazy. Hey, he's a serial killer over here, Skyler. Don't listen to this guy.
Well, that's what, you know, I think that's what, to me, that's what horror is. Blood, guts, decapitation, mutilation, mayhem, and murder.
Oh, my God.
I want to see all that involved into horror. You know, does your
blood, right,
all that to surface?
Yes. And, well, I don't want to get too involved because there, I do see or hear that there is a child in the room, but I do definitely cater to all those.
He hears everything. He's with me 24/7.
His dad is Shogun.
I hear F-word, S-word, and all of the different ones.
Y'all crazy, man. Hey, what's Skyler?
Yeah.
What you want to get to it? You was about to get into the topic really fast.
Oh yeah. Did you want me to respond to Leland's question?
Yes, please.
I want to say that I believe that writers of this day and age, they're losing creativity. For one, everything is being remade. Everything is a remake. I mean, if it's Friday the 13th, the Nightmare on Elm Street, it's always a remake. I believe just as a whole, Hollywood is really just losing that creative grip. And like you said, you kind of think that horror, or to you, horror is simply, you know, like you said, mutilation, decapitation, things of that sort. But,
mayhem,
you know, what I'm trying to do is, what was that?
I said mayhem and murder.
Yeah. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to combine both parts. I'm trying to combine the horrific aspect, the murder, with a story. I want people to feel for this villain, pretty much. I want people to question their own sanity as to why they're feeling sympathy for someone who's going around murdering people.
Right, right.
You know, and that's funny, though. We often, like, if you watch certain movies, not even in that horror genre, we always sometimes root for the bad guy, even though he's like bad. Sometimes we root for the bad guy. I guess
yeah.
that's how the story is displayed. You know, but definitely. But check this out, Skylar. Before we get more into it, I'm going to get some music playing right now, and I'm going to bring some callers in later. So stick around with us, and we're going to get into that a little bit deeper. Definitely. So y'all know what it is, baby. On the Rise Radio, call us up, 516-371-2296. We chopping up with Skylar Darren, critically acclaimed author on the Rise Radio, baby. We'll be back with some music, and we'll be hollering y'all really soon. Let's go.
Yeah.
Boy, 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 Ando sacando música y creando música, pensando todo el día y sonando música. Desde chiquito vengo escuchando música y por eso hoy en día estoy en la música. Creo en la música y bendigo a la música, y hoy día lucro y vivo de la música. Produzco y no traduzco música, para eso está el talento, para hacer música. Vendo música y promuevo música, yo creo del estreo, te rapeo música, en la tarima y en el recreo música, y hasta cuando me miro en el espejo música. Me gusta bañarme y cocinar con música, y para relajarme escucho más música. Cuando voy en el carro subo la música, y si suena el teléfono bajo la música.
¿Aló?
Qué amorcito, vea que te tengo que contar algo. ¿Cómo te parece que...?
Mami, no puedo hablar ahora mismo, estoy manejando. Ahora te llamo, ¿está bien?
Ah, listo, pues.
Seguimos con el new tema de la música. El gueto y los yeyes piden más música. Y Capo Bantan sigue disparando música. Ay, pero en la emisora no ponen la música. Ando sacando música y creando música, pensando todo el día y soñando música. Desde chiquito vengo escuchando música, y por eso hoy en día estoy en la música. Sacando música y grabando música, pensando todo el día y soñando música. Desde chiquito vengo escuchando música, y por eso hoy en día estoy en la música. Hey, música es mi vida, música es mi pasión, música es mi vicio, música es mi adicción. Cuando escucho una versión lírica corrida sale en mi inspiración. Again, música es mi vida, música es mi pasión, música es mi vicio, música es mi adicción. Cuando escucho una versión lírica corrida sale en mi inspiración. Los fans me preguntan que cómo me inspiro, yo les respondo que cuando respiro, fácil sin complicarme sale un estilo. Pregunte a la timpana que es mi testigo, como pa' el sastre hacer un vestido, con calma, paciencia, sin perder lo estribo. Intro, coro, verso, yo te lo escribo, siempre actualizado, yo nunca expiro. Hey. Música es mi vida, música es mi pasión, música es mi vicio, música es mi adicción. Cuando escucho una versión lírica corrida sale de inspiración. Hey. Música es mi vida, música es mi pasión, música es mi vicio, música es mi adicción. Cuando escucho una versión lírica corrida sale mi inspiración. Ando sacando música y grabando música, pensando todo el día y soñando música. Desde chiquito vengo escuchando música, y por eso hoy en día estoy en la música. Ando sacando música y creando música, pensando todo el día y soñando música. Desde chiquito vengo escuchando música, y por eso hoy en día estoy en la música. Capu Bantan, picking up the music.
Beats on the track.
Smoking on this 93 octane gas, run up bands, blowing bags, throwing cash, we flexing. I swear they say they love the Southwest shit. I swear they say they love it, so I'm smoking on this 93 octane gas. Here they come with my cash, got a drum on my man, be reckless.
flooded. Bearing all these bitches in his money, throwing dummies. Rolling crud, pouring mud in the club with a buddy. That's a burner for the dummies. Spit some chicken on some drummies. Nigga liquor never lacking on my little baby trapping. We'll get on that with you if a nigga wants some action. Have a bro, I got on. Fuck around and got a package. All this gas, I got strong like it just got out of jack. Out of jack. Money on my mind, let's get some bands. Get some bands. I pull it out of pocket, then this shit get out of hand. I get it out the mud, then I get it out of gram. I'll buy a bitch some time before I buy a bitch a bang. Bitch, I'm flexing, all my niggas flexing, everybody good. I connected to the engine, bitch, and everybody hood. If I fuck her, all my niggas fuck her, everybody good. So I'm breaking down a zip pass, and everybody woods. Now we smoking on this 93 octane gas. Here they come with my cash, got a drum on my mask. I'm reckless. Me and my little baby Southwestern. Me and my little baby, hey, smoking on this 93 octane gas. Run up bands, going back to a cash. I swear they say they love it, yeah, that work got plenty of it. Bought the Rollie plain Jane, but you know I had to bust it. I gave me some raw, so I got the hood flooded. From the mile to the numbers, now I got the shit jumping. That's my chain, I let it swing, I'm just doing my thing. The Rollie all gold, just to match my ring. I'm feeling like Ross, cause I'm rich, I'm cocaine. I'm a gorilla with the chopping, my unit popping thing. If I'm eating, then they eating, nigga, everybody eating. If they falling, then I'm falling, nigga, now everybody scheming. We gon' get it, best believe it, with a mask and a heater. I might have missed breakfast, but I'm bringing back dinner. Little nigga, now let's get that understood. Self-made nigga in the bitches little wood. Always about what you got, nigga, never what you had. Getting chicken off the bag, cocaine drying on the rag. While I'm smoking on this 93 octane gas. Here they come with my cash, got a drum on my mask. Getting reckless. Me and my little baby Southwestern. Me and my little baby Bay. Smoking on this 93 octane gas. Run up bands, blowing back to a cash. Keep flexing. I swear they say they love this Southwest shit. I swear they say they love it.
Peaceful and all. I understand. But so what if we set this bitch on fire?
What if back on the block and they still hate. Back of the drops like plantation.
This is Shogun of On the Rise Radio. Just released Revolver and the Great One, aka the Grind League. Available on iTunes and Bandcamp with songs Peter and John, Who's Worthy, Hello Ho, History in the Making. This is a must-have. It's that album you've been waiting for. Produced by the Great One, Revolver and the Grind League. Available now. Go get it. It's on a new level.
I said rap talent, Black Maverick, above average, young savage, solid gold like 20 carats. Ain't nobody stopping this movement, we well balanced. Split the haters up into fragments. Who gon' run it like this young in committee? Run to this witty with titties that nitty gritty.
You talking to me?
What's on? What's off?
Attitude is the way you mentally look at the world around you.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We keep it real on America's Youth.
We keep it real on America's Youth.
Oh, my God. This, hey, man, I'm telling you, my co-host Shogun has transformed to some type of predator over here to the right of me. And this shit is crazy, man.
Who's this guy Shogun?
Oh, my God. I don't know who else Shogun is, man.
Yeah.
But he didn't turn... Hey, so I think Scarlett Darren has got this guy hyped up. Because he didn't transfer to some type of monster, some type of extraterrestrial. I don't know what it is, man.
Shogun's
been I'm about to bring Skyler back on the line to calm you down, dog.
Shogun's been eaten. There is no more Shogun. He's been eating.
Oh, my God. Hey, it reminds me of the movie Howard the Duck. If you haven't seen Howard the Duck. How that scientist transferred to something crazy. That's what you remind me of, from Howard the Duck type shit.
So you saying I look like a duck? You want to be my next lunch?
Oh, my God. I don't know. You like Mike Tyson. You might eat a whole person. It's shit like
I don't eat just ears, though.
Hey, are you ordering my bread?
I'll put you on a piece of bread.
Oh, man. Hey, so y'all know what it is, baby. On the Rise Radio. Call us up 516-387-1296. We definitely want to give a shout out to everybody that's tuned in on the Facebook app here. You know, all my people, my Caribbean Power Jams, people, my Guyanese people, all my people in L.A., all my people in Vegas, all my people are part of the On the Rise movement. Y'all know what it is, baby. On the Rise magazine is coming out. What's that? Issue 2 is coming out January. We got Vincent Ward of The Walking Dead. That's going to be on the cover of that. So everybody who actually was in the magazine before, if y'all want to get an ad, definitely hit me up. On the Rise Magazine 12 at gmail.com. That's On the Rise Magazine 12 at gmail.com. You know, and definitely hit us up so we can get your advertising out there as well. But further ado, I want to bring back our guest back on, Skylar Darren, the author, 19 years old, just turned 19 in August. He's been writing ever since around 7 to 8. So definitely check him out. He's well spoken, well educated. Let's go. What up, Skylar?
Hey, what's up?
So, before the break, man, we got into this guts and gory mayhem murder with Shogun. This dude got hyped off of you, man, and transformed to something I don't even know what it is, man.
red skull, black skull with hairy hands.
No, my name is Dead Cruelty.
Oh, man, this nigga lost his mind. Hey, so, Skylar, for the record, let everybody know where they can get the name of your book, for sure, where they can get your book, and how they can reach you before we get to the second half of the interview.
You can actually find me on Amazon.com by searching my name, Skylar Darren, S-K-Y-L-E-R-R, and then Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N. There's actually two books that are listed on Amazon, but the one that's in circulation at the moment is Victor's Account. And I'm also on Barnes & Noble, same name, same title of the book. I'm on Facebook, the phenomenal author Skylar Darren. So that's pretty much my only media outlet at this moment.
All right. Definitely, man. Definitely, man. And so I want to bring some callers on because I know people are anxious. I got people on Facebook Live talking about louder. They want to hear you louder. So definitely, I'm going to bring some callers on because they definitely want to hear what you got going on so we can get into this thing here. So y'all know how we do on the Rise Radio. We call out your area code first, followed by the first three digits of your phone number. So we're going to bring in somebody from North Carolina. We're going to get somebody on the East Coast and actually talk to Skylar Darren here. So y'all know what it is. 70560. You live on the air with Skylar Darren. What up, 704?
Oh, yeah, this is some guy named Jay. How y'all doing?
Man, we blessed, dog. Ooh, what up, though?
Oh, yeah, doing well. Just enjoying the show. Skylar, man, you're doing well, man, with your
Thank
writing
you.
And everything. Oh, yes, you're welcome. You're welcome. I don't really have much of a question. Well, actually, not anymore. I think I had a question earlier. Rhyme Scheme asked it, and you answered it. But I just want to say, talking about the, you know, how you say the mind of the villain when you write, and that's one thing I like too. I don't like villains who are just villains for the sake of being evil. I like it when the motivation is kind of revealed, or it's a reason behind the why. You know, it's a method behind the madness. I actually like villains who have some depth to them, and they're just not pure evil. It's like something happened to them, or they just got a certain way of thinking, or so, you know, I'm seeing something like that. And you know, like I'm gonna use this to kind of make my example a little more like X-Men. Magneto's not really a villain. He just has a different point of view from Charles Xavier, the X-Men. You know, he's not doing fucked up shit for the sake of it. He just has a certain point of view that's different, you know?
Yeah,
and he actually
considers
himself... Oh, sorry. I just want to get to that. And he also considers himself a good guy. You know what I mean? But go ahead. I yield.
Yeah. So that is kind of what, like you're saying, just a villain that has motivation. And that's kind of what I cater to in the book because, I mean, as asinine as it sounds, and I even made a joke about it, I mean, my character is murdering people. He says that he feels as though, in a way, he's defending himself. This is self-defense to him, pretty much, because, I mean, even if it's the least offense that someone has offended him, he takes that to an entirely different extreme. He takes that to the furthest extent that he can.
Mm-hmm. That interesting. Yeah. Like I said, that's what I like, what you're doing. You know, he's just not a reckless killer, but it's just, you know, the senseless killing makes sense.
Yeah.
what? This is Dead Cruelty, all right? And I want to speak about something like that because I did a movie where I had tragedy happen to me. And what happened to me was my wife and my child was killed by drunk drivers, two students out, basically just going into clowning. So what happened to me is I just couldn't take losing my family, and I just went on a spree of getting back the people that took mine away from me. So I understand exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
You got to see the movie. Dead Cruelty, Dead Cruelty. I'm the star of that movie and always will be. And I kill like 13 people for that reason alone.
See, I definitely.
Hyped them up, man. You'd have hyped them up. Hey, so Jay, stick around. Yeah, I'm going to bring another caller on for you real fast. We can talk to Skylar there.
Right.
We definitely want to bring you back in on this topic. So hold on. Stick around. All right. So Skylar, I got somebody from the 909 I want to bring in. So y'all know how we do it on the Rise Radio. 909-485. Okay. You're live on the air.
Hi,
what's
good
up,
morning.
909? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
It is.
Who we have the pleasure of speaking with on the Rise Radio?
Oh, you know who this is. Christy.
What up?
I've
what
been
up,
MIA
what up?
For a minute, but I'm glad to be listening again. First, congrats. Congrats to you guys, magazine, radio show. Everything seems to be going great. And now I'm listening again and I'm hearing all that greatness again. You got another good person to interview today. It's always good to know there's positive things happening with our young community. 18 years old.
19.
You're getting better than that,
right? You
just
turned 19. You're making them feel like 19, a baby.
19.
Oh,
all right. You got to give you that year, right? You earned
oh,
it.
Yeah. So you got
a question. Meeting.
You guys are talking on top of each other.
My bad. You got a question for Skylar? I know he's from the 909 from the Rancho Cucamonga area, so he's, you know, a hometown boy.
Oh,
you definitely got any questions for him and his talents he's got coming up? Or his talents he already displayed to the world?
Well, no, actually, I do have a question because I think there's a lot of people that are listening that don't have the chance that I have right now to be on the air and ask a question. So I think my question to you is, I'm sure you've had many doors closed on your face when you were starting. What made you keep going? What was your motivation? And what advice would you give to the next person who's trying to start something great?
I guess my answer to that would be, I mean, it's still tough even till this day. I mean, I'm friends with Rhymes Teams and Leland on Facebook. So, I mean, when I post pictures of my book signing, they're seeing the outer layer. I mean, the result of the success. But what people don't understand is it's a very tiring, troubling process. And this is something that if you know what it is that you have, the value of your own art, you just automatically just push through. It's just something that if you want to reach that finish line, you have to just keep pushing through. You have to motivate yourself pretty much. And just like I was saying, when they do see those pictures, that's the end result. You've reached your goal. So I guess my answer to you would be, someone who's in the same field, just whatever it is that they're doing that they want to succeed at, just know that you will eventually reach that finish line, and it's going to be worth it. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
sure does.
I always make sure that I'm not to cut you off, but I like the way you say. And the thing about it, I'm gonna be honest with you. You know, like I said, we got our listener Christy on. Hey, thanks for calling in, but I gotta say, it's hard to find people of your age that has that mindset, and I gotta commend you for that. You know, being a father myself, you know, and I have like DJ Dan always with me, and then my other kids, they all have their mind focused. And right now, that's what the world needs. They need to have a lot of young people with a focus, as you do, as everybody thinks. You know, I think that everybody should concentrate on our youth because that is the key to everything we do.
Right. And Chris, right. You got to get that book. You got to get that book on Amazon right now. So definitely, that's my shameless plug for Skylar. Got to get that book. Skylar, give her the name of that book for us.
Amazon.
Interview with the Devil Part 1. I'm not sure if you're near pencil or paper or anything, but my first name is Skyler, S-K-Y-L-E-R-R.
You can
forget that. I'm actually on Amazon. The book is called Interview with the Devil, Part 1, Victor's Account. So I would really appreciate it, and thank you so much for your support.
You got it.
All right.
Thank you, Christy. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
I'll have you for lunch later.
All right. So definitely, y'all know what it is, baby. We're interviewing with Skyler Darren right now. We're going to get some more music rocking right here, and we'll be back with Skyler to talk a little bit more. And then we also got DJ Dan coming up in the cut to play his music. And y'all know what it is, baby. On the Rise Radio.
Come back.
Can I take you on a ride?
We'll find out. These are just another party. We bring in the vibe. City lock full time with you on in the ranch. Just jump out of the spaceship and we make it fly. Sky high. Now we're gonna have our time.
Can I take you on a ride?
They feeling me like a shot die. They can't step in the game with young steam, cause I'm in the party bringing the fire. You know my team, D-Mami. D-Mami está bailando a controla. Me dice que le gusta reggaeton y no soca. No soy soltera, so podemos solo ser amigos. Digo, keep on the launch and dance floor. Yo que te sigo, yeah. And my rude boys run the set, cause they came right back cause they was holding the sack. Cause they be living like that, cause we be living for real. I'm out of France with my niggas and we chasing the meal. Cause we came from the up north and we came to get down. The party's so fire, I'm loving her style. Underground when we come with the sound up on the track. We break a much fire, so how real is that?
Can I take you on a ride? Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Inside my pocket pocket, might not get to see it. This a new Ferrari, man, in the mirror. I you choose to bother someone, say they calling. I don't feel like talking. Everything is your return the way I bought it. Don't be interrupting me while I'm recording. Don't be making women feel they unimportant. Call my doggy, say it's all the way retarded. Keep the office, I am not using the form. In kitchen, I just finished up a new perform. Hater, wish you well. I got clientele. I just got it off scale. I got
cause we all here. You know we all here. All my niggas crazy and never call me. tripping cause we all here. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. New lit, should be full lit. We ain't tripping cause we all here. Hey, y'all ain't hit it, B.O.B.
On the Rise Radio. That was DJ Den. You know what I'm saying? The 8-year-old prodigy doing his thing, baby. Let me bring Skylar Darren back on the line so we can get into this thing real fast. Let's go. What up, Skylar? How you doing?
Pretty good.
You back, man. We had to bring you on for that mix DJ Den had to do. You know, he's 8 years old. He don't like writing like you, but hey, you know how to mix them the records right there. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
All right. So before we went to the break, we had a couple callers. I got another caller out back in the 919 area. 919. I believe that's over in like Riley area.
Riley?
I think so. I'm not mistaken. I'm not ludicrous. I don't know all my area codes, but
oh, Riley, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like Riley.
Yeah. So let me bring another caller on for you so we can talk about, you know, the greatness you got going on.
All
y'all
right.
Know what it is. 919-441. Let's go. What up, 919? Eric Cole, you live on the air and on the Rise Radio. Nine one nine. Going once. Going twice. Going three times. See, Scotty, your superstardom got people scared when they call in. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely, man.
Believe me, I get it happen to me all the time. Everybody will talk to Rhyme Schemes, but they won't talk to me about anything. I don't even understand why it's like that.
Because you be wearing them damn masks and shit. That's why. You know, we're talking about blood, guts, and gory, and mayhem, and all types of stuff. So,
if you're going to say it right. Blood, guts, gore, decapitation, mutilation, mayhem, and murder.
Oh, my God. That's too much for me, man. It's a Sunday. Most people go to church on this day, man. And you over here talking about cutting off hands and stuff, man.
Yeah, talk about that. My brother is an EMT now.
Yeah.
He's lucky all that stuff.
Oh, my God. See, that's why you got the proper dad. Blood, guts, gory, decapitation, mayhem.
Mutilation.
Mayhem.
And murder.
Oh, my God. So, hey, so Skylar, you got any new books coming out soon? Or anything you working on right now?
Yes, I'm currently writing part two of Interview with the Devil, part one, which will be the sequel. It will actually be called Darren's Account. So I'm just trying to get that out there. I actually wanted to release it on the 9th of May, which would be my late uncle's birthday. Sure exactly how old he'd be. I know he'd be in his 50s, but that's why I wanted to release it.
Well, let me ask you another thing. Have you ever thought about, or are you looking at doing it to screen, to film?
Yes, I have. A lot of people have asked me that before. I have a visual for what I would want the book to be. I would kind of want to, I want to look like a surrealistic dream. I want to use real actors, real actresses, but I want to look dreamlike, like kind of real but animated at the exact same time.
You know what? Let me ask you. Did I tell you about this book that I read? It's called Weed World by Clive Barker.
Weed World?
It's called Weed World. And what it is, you know, because like I said, I used to do a lot of reading. And I like I said, the genre and stuff like that. And the Weed World, what it was, you know, like them Oriental rugs? What it was was there was a person that, for some reason, always had these dreams and premonitions that he came from somewhere else. Come to find out, he actually came to the world, but inside a Oriental rug that was in the house that he was in. And he actually somehow got the two worlds connected. So actually, like I said, he was from Weed World. And he knew, I'm not, you know, he just couldn't cope with things. Cause he's like, I know there's something different about me. I don't go to this world. And that's called Weed World.
I'm not going to look into that.
I or something like that?
No, Weed.
Oh, Weed. Like he was trapped in something like, no, like Weed.
his world was woven into a carpet.
Oh, my
God. I thought you were saying Weed, like marijuana.
No, Weed. W-E-A-D-E.
Oh.
Weed.
Okay, I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah,
you said it's a book?
Weed World by Clive Barker. If it's not Clive Barker, I'm pretty sure it's Clive Barker, but it's either under Dean Koontz is more psychological. I know Clive Barker is a little different, so I think it's pretty sure it's Clive Barker that wrote that.
Yeah.
So not Bob Barker?
So what you think is the price, right?
I thought you said weed, so I thought you were like high.
Well, no, I have a Weed World that if you want to contact me, you know what I'm saying? I have a Weed World. But this is Weed World.
I know what it is, baby. On the Rise Radio. So, Scott, before we get out of here, I want everybody to know where they can reach you, where they can get that book again, because I'm going to beat a dead horse like crazy. Let everybody know where they can reach you at. And, you know, definitely let us know. So continue to have you on the rise as well with us.
Everyone can find me on social media, facebook.com, The Phenomenal Author Skylar Darren. You can also find my book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and that is Skylar, S-K-Y-L-E-R-R, and then Darren, the traditional spelling.
All right. Hey, that's good. And like I said, one more thing, Skylar, you know what I'm saying? For the people that, you know, are looking to support, you know, please, this young man is doing something positive for the community. And what I mean positive for community, he's a young man that's got his focus and his mind right. So, hey, support by going out and buying the book. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he's also getting the issue of On the Rise magazine. Hopefully, you know, he'll be interested in getting to the second issue, and we get him in that one. And like I said, just, you know, like I said, we're about helping, reaching out. That's why it's called On the Rise, radio station and magazine. That's what we do.
Yes, and I did want to tell the both of you, Leland and Rhyme Team, I did want to thank the both of you for giving me that opportunity to experience being in a magazine. It was absolutely amazing.
No doubt. The experience don't have to stop here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for him, Ryan?
Man, I'm just excited, man. You know, doing your thing, man. And definitely, this show is going to play again. So definitely,
oh, yeah,
we'll let you know
on
exactly when it plays again. Yep. Everybody get to hear all your greatness that you had sent to us.
Yeah, because it will be on our radio show, which is basically the WBKE Media app, which is On The Rise Radio.
Okay.
It'll also be on Blog Talk. Right now, it's on Blog Talk, but it also will re-air. Then it'll be on Speaker. Okay, then after Speaker, it will actually be on iHeartRadio, and then also it will be on 98.2 The Beat.
That sounds good.
Alright, brother, but definitely we appreciate you for tuning in with us, man. And if you can stick around, we got to play some more good music. And man, good luck on everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No doubt, no doubt. On the rise.
On the rise. Shogun, what's going on with you?
Man, I don't, you know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm just grinding. You know, one thing is, well, you know, it's both grinding. You know what I'm saying? You in the Las Vegas area, me in Southern California area. And I, you know what? I want to give a shout out to our brand ambassador, Ralph Williams, you know what I'm saying? That is just because he's joined the team, you know what I'm saying? As far as the brand ambassadors, like that. We will talk more about that. You know, like I said, we will be in Vegas this Thursday at the golf course there in Vegas. Matter of fact, give me a second. I'm going to get the information for that golf course thing so people will know. Okay? Let me get that real quick.
All right, so while he do that, I'm going to play some Chronic album, Dr. D Number the G thing, for the people who are tuning in to Facebook. Let's go.
Two, three into the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up,
cause you know we're about to rip shit up.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Two low-death niggas, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake it. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand from a young G perspective. And before me dig on a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended. And that's realer than real deal, holy feel. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. Drake creeps to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I flow some old funky shit. To add to my collection, the selection symbolizes dope. Take a toast but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. On that ass, what a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S-O-S, I'm fresh and double O-P. D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clocking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G shit.
Hell yeah.
So Drake,
what up, dog?
Gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping. City of Compton.
Where it takes place, so a national attention. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, and your ass will get smacked.
My motherfucking homie, doggy dog, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I sock. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO win in the city they call Long Beach. Putting the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better like this, that, and this, and it's like that, and like this, and like that, and it's like this. Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.
With a few of my guys, head to the Nino, then the riverfront. Through the buffs and the J's on, just a stunt. Never flew on a plane, but I stay fly. They ask me how I'm getting money, I don't say why. I'm just a D-boy, trying to live it up. Cause where I'm from, most people don't live enough. You was tough till you got caught with the Zannies. The way the feds got you singing, you should get a Grammy. Gotta watch your back, cause it's so gritty. That's why I keep my strap for me, so they won't get it. That's just how it is when you in the city. It can get ugly when it's looking pretty. I just stay on the grind, gotta hustle, bro. Pockets full of blue bills like I play for Buffalo.
Summertime inside the D, made a hustle inside of me. Got your bougies out here rolling good. Keep my juice right with me while I roll this one. We good, bang. But them killers out there way too crazy. They out to get in. I'm way too cool to get up in there.
Young Hurt, Detroit, it's hot as hell out here today. Everybody cool when you can smell flowers, it's great. Every male gotta get paid. If you fail, cowards of hate need to sell, pondering. Yeah, it works 12 hours a day. Soon as I woke up, that's when the cash came. I'm finna go skywalking just to grab yays. I'm in the fast lane working with the bag pay. It's only full blown like A's in the last phase. Wish I was pushing the foreign. I'm trying to get behind the Ashton Martin like Kutcher and Lawrence. Watch the hook. They be looking for warrants. So if they wanna bring beef to me, I'm at the butcher it for them. Look, I ride around Detroit like I control the city. A couple bras in the back with the trone of Henny. I don't fight nothing but sleeves. So you know it's with me. Trust me, they see them blue stacks. Like a
rolling stick. Summertime inside the D, made a hustle inside of me. Got your bougies out here rolling good.
juice right with me while I roll this wood. We good, bang. But some killers out, them killers out there. We're way too crazy, they out to get in. I'm way too cool to get up in that. And you should come and see a summer day in the deep.
Attitude is the way you mentally look at the world around you.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We keep it real on America's Youth.
All right, we back. We back. That was the Book of Rhyme on the Rhymageddon album. If you ain't got it, you better get it. You
if you ain't got it, you better get it. Rhymageddon album's available worldwide by your boy Rhyme Scheme. I got music for everybody. What up, Denise Macias? I'm glad to see you back. Check it out. So definitely, we're going to be in Vegas this week coming up on the Rise Magazine. We're going to be out in Vegas, Las Vegas. We're going to be at the Thanksgiving Mix and Mingle. Now, that's going to happen at the Royal Links Golf Course. And it's 5995 East Vegas Valley Drive in Las Vegas, 89142. So definitely check us out. It's going to be the Thanksgiving Mix and Mingle. That's for all you smokers out there. That's going to be November 16th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. here in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Royal Links Golf Club, 5995 East Vegas Valley Drive, Las Vegas, from 5 to 10 p.m. November 16th. You know, definitely going to have fun, food, live entertainment, dispensary tours, vendor expo. We got DJ Swag Bag and more. They also have round-trip transportation available from the Las Vegas Convention Center. So that's definitely $75 without transportation, $100 with transportation. They also have tickets on Eventbrite. And a portion of the proceeds will go to Vegas Strong. You know what I'm saying? Definitely for the tragic event that happened in Las Vegas. You know, so the proceeds don't go to that as well. So that's Thanksgiving Mix and Mingle, November 16, 2017, from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Royal Links Golf Course, 5995 East Vegas Valley Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Y'all know what it is, baby.
On the Rise magazine will be there. So definitely hit us up if y'all want to get ads in the magazine. Get on the radio station. Or if you want me to bust a freestyle for y'all live, I'll do that. Yeah. Y'all know what it is, baby.
Or you want me to bring my goon with me?
Oh, we can bring our goon with us. Yeah, but what's up, Adriana? What's up, Anthony Good? What up, JD Whitehead? Chris Satterfield? That's all my people on Facebook Live. Man, y'all know what it is, baby. On the Rise Radio. So what up, Shogun?
Hey, you know, I'm just, you know, excited for this second issue is coming out. You know, the buzz has been good, and we got a lot of people that's returning to get back into the magazine. Then we do also have new clients are actually getting involved with it and getting on it. And then at the same time, with that Thanksgiving thing, we're going to be out there, and you have an opportunity, if you're interested in your business getting in the subscription, we will all be out there. We have a special going on. Is that right? We have a special going on right now?
Yeah, we're definitely running a special on the magazine right now. People actually get an ad this week. I get y'all at a special price. So definitely hit me up. I'm King Park, IMSKTMBS, on the Rise Magazine 12@gmail.com. Definitely we can get that special price for y'all. So y'all know what it is, baby.
And that's just this week. So you better take advantage of it.
I know, just this week.
Just this week. Just this week. Yeah. You got this just this week.
Yeah, so just this week. So definitely we all offering special discount prices. And let me tell you something. This magazine goes everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, worldwide.
I'm about to mail out some copies today, so y'all know what it is, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? So I see Chris. He's on Facebook Live. He said he gave out one of my CDs, so he needs some more. So I'm going to definitely holler at Chris when I get back to Vegas to get him some more of that Rhyme Again album. Definitely support it with Chris out there in Vegas right now. You know,
also,
support.
They can get that that Rhyme Again CD in the stores in Vegas now too.
Oh yeah, it's definitely in the stores in Vegas as well. You know what I'm saying? I got to figure out what store is in right now. shit, you know,
we were just there.
I was just at the store, and you know we was on Power 88. You know what I'm saying? We
Power
had a
88.
Callers,
shout out
requested.
To them.
So we definitely put some Rhyme Again albums out in the stores out there in Vegas. You know, for people, whatever. So Chris Facebook Live said, "What up, Shogun?" He said, "He wants you to put your mask on again, even though Halloween is over with."
No, he took a vacation. He had to leave out of here because he had to go slash some people, so he had to leave.
All right, hey, you know, and I had Miss K Rasta. She tuned in on Facebook Live. She said she also want to get an ad when she get back from St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? So definitely much love to everybody in St. Louis.
Yep, yep.
Hey, before I go, I want to bring my girl Queen G on the line right fast so we can talk about what she got going on. We got about 4 minutes left in the show.
Four
so I'm
going
to bring Queen G on right now so she can talk to us live. Let's go.
Queen G.
What up, Queen G?
What's up? What's up, y'all? This your girl Queen G. I know we got 4 minutes. I am here on the set of Vegas Divas, and that's why I hadn't called in before now, and all the ladies wish you guys well over there at On The Rise Radio. So I just wanted to call real quick and say that.
Can the lady say, hey?
Hey! Hey, I just got my makeup done. This is serious. This is real serious.
Hey,
and congratulations on your new cover that's coming out with Vincent Ward. I want to give love and shout out to my husband Eddie Bell. He shot an amazing picture, and thank you guys for the opportunity again for that. Yeah, so
amazing work here right now.
What's that?
I said thank you guys for giving them the opportunity to shoot your next cover with Vincent Ward, and I can't wait to
I thought I heard somebody say something in the back. I heard that.
Oh, we said it was nice. They said it's nice. They commented it's nice.
We having
an after
saying maybe I'm getting a haircut or something.
Oh, he said he wanted to be brought on to the show. He might be getting a haircut. Okay, we got you. We got you, Nina. We gonna create a Vegas bop man.
All right, Queen G. But definitely much love. We got to bring you back on. You know what I'm saying? We run out of time, right? We definitely got to bring you back on. And y'all hit us up on the Rise Magazine 12 at gmail.com. Let's go.
Thank you, ladies.
All right. Good. Have a good day. Bye.
Woo! Oh, my God.
Man, show up. That was much love, baby. We love Queen G, man.
Hey, Queen G, I mean, respect with Queen G, you know what I'm saying? All the way around, and Eddie Bell, too, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. So, yeah, so definitely, man, everybody hit us up on the Rise Magazine 12 at gmail.com. Much love. This show will play again on the WBKE Media app on the Rise Radio Station. If y'all ain't got it, download it right now, WBKE Media app on the Rise Radio. And, man,
Also, Detroit Unplugged will be on today at 5 o'clock.
And Detroit Unplugged will be on today. Shout out to A-Rod and Ism. My Detroit people, much love.
Boom.
Everybody online right now that's listening right now, they got caught off. I cut off early because my phone died, but I'm back. You know, definitely much love, man. And on the Rise.
Yeah.
Peace out. And have a great morning.
All right, everybody. Hey, we love you. Respect. Hey, we'll be back. This is On the Rise Radio.
Let's go.
That was another episode of On the Rise Radio. Tune in next week, and we'll be back with more. And you be safe out there. And don't forget, StreetNotesRecords@gmail.com, okay? Get in touch with us. We'll be here for you.